وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيه. It depends my dear brother, it depends. Yes, absolutely my dear brother, sometimes out of laziness, a lot of people they drop in the hole of cutting rahim, cutting ties, because of laziness. Yes, absolutely. Sometimes. But like I say, it depends about you dealing with who, because your rahim, your ties are not all in the same range, not all in the same level. You understand? You have, for example, those rahim, you need to contact with them maybe daily, like your children, like your parents, for example, or every few days. And you have, for example, it depends about how you used to it and how is your culture. You understand? You have those kind of rahim and ties where they are more far, maybe weekly, every Friday, for example, or maybe during the great seasons like Ramadan, Eid, etc. So it depends about how is your culture and what they expect from you and how your commitment toward them supposed to be. So it depends. You understand? So especially these days, alhamdulillah, connecting with Rahim became so easy through this kind of social media, through this kind of phone calls, etc. Easy. You understand? And when you think about the great reward and the great benefits coming from connecting ties, it will encourage you and motivate you always to continue in it. For example, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah Jalla wa Ala, he promised whoever will connect his ties, Allah will connect him with his mercy. And whoever will cut his ties, Allah will cut him too, means from his mercy. Imagine. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Imagine. Do you think, Allah says in the Quran, do you think that if you will be allowed or able to just cut your ties and run away like that without taking responsibility for your family and for your ties? This is fasad. Allah called it fasad fil ard. And Allah curse such people. وهكذا يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding the benefits and the great reward from it. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني الصلة الرحيم تزيد في العمر وتزيد في الأرزاق. Increase your age, increase your rizq, increase all khair inside yourself in dunya and hereafter. So when you think about all these kind of things, the warning and the benefit and the reward and the danger from such issue, it will motivate you always. You understand? But regarding how you're supposed to connect your ties and when and what is the way, this depends about how those people expecting it from you and how you're supposed to be toward them according to your culture, according to your place, according to the logic, and before that according to the shara also. Sometimes to call your parents is not enough, because they need from you more than call. They need financial support. So when you call them only and you are able to support them financially, your call actually doesn't have a value. You understand? It doesn't have a value. This doesn't mean that you are connecting your ties. You are cutting it. You're still in cutting ties. For example, you're supposed to take care of them financially and you are able. You just see them and give them salam or just call them when they need more than that from you. You are doing a crime toward them by this way. Etc. So it depends about the situation. Barakallahu fiqh.